This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This weekend brings one of the largest events on the Illinois fishing calendar. In fact, it kicks off Friday and continues through Monday. It's Illinois' version of Free Fishing Days. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, beginning Friday, aspiring and veteran anglers will again have an opportunity to test their luck at fishing state waters without first investing in a fishing license during the four-day Free Fishing Days celebration. Now, during the long weekend, which is this Friday through Monday, anglers can fish Illinois waters without purchasing an annual fishing license, inland trout stamp, or salmon stamp. In addition, civic groups, community organizations, and recreational agencies will host a variety of special events, fishing derbies, and clinics as part of the 2014 Illinois Free Fishing Days celebration. Now, Free Fishing Days allows those who have never fished or those who haven't fished for a while a chance to try fishing, and the special events are intended to add to the fun. Throughout the state, dozens of special events are planned as part of Illinois Free Fishing Days, and we'll be talking about one a little bit later in the program. But for more information regarding the list of events, you can contact our DNR office in Alton at 618-462-1181. Also, if you enjoy the outdoors, the Two Rivers National Wildlife Refuge will host a program about nature's little ones at 9 a.m. on June 11th at the Refuge Visitors Center. This is the time of year when nature's babies start appearing around the refuge, and the event features a hike with refuge manager. Participants will learn which baby animals can be seen at the refuge, and those interested should register by June 9th. There's no fee for it. For more information or to register, contact the Two Rivers National Wildlife Refuge at 618-883-2524. That number again is 618-883-2524. And there was one other bit of news interesting for us outdoor folks. First, it was mountain lions, and now it appears that we have bears in our state. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources Conservation Police has now confirmed the sighting of a black bear near Galena in rural Joe Davies County. The property owner photographed the bear at the backyard bird feeder. The bear was no longer present when conservation police arrived, but digital photographs confirmed the sighting. IDNR officials were saying that any further sightings should be reported by calling the Illinois State Police District 16 office at 815-239-1152. Those calling should ask for Conservation Police Officer Matt Hogerwerf. The IDNR encourages all citizens to take steps to avoid wildlife conflicts by leaving the wildlife alone. Wild birds and animals can become habituated to people, and when they're provided food, don't leave your pet food sitting outside at night. Clean up under the bird feeders and secure garbage can lids to keep raccoons and other wildlife out. Nuisance animals can become dangerous to people. The website, http://web.extension.illinois.edu/wildlife, is developed by the Illinois Department of Natural Resources in cooperation with the University of Illinois Extension, and it provides more information how to coexist safely with Illinois wildlife. So there's lots of information to be found there. You can contact the DNR office, and they have information as well. So bears, it's not a big thing. I guess it's better than mountain lions. Anyway, we're going to take a brief break. Be back with more right after these messages.
You can hear Auction Time Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:15 and Sunday mornings at 7:05 a.m. on WSMI AM 1540 and WSMI FM 106. Also, you can check out area auctions at our website, www.wsmiradio.com. When you're ready to sell, tell your auctioneer to place your sale on WSMI's Auction Time. Listen for Auction Time every Monday through Saturday at 7:15 a.m. and every Sunday at 7:05 a.m. on WSMI AM and FM, the stations you can count on.
Okay, we're back, and as we mentioned, there are several special events involved in Illinois' version of Free Fishing Days, and Illinois happens to be home to one of the largest in the state, as well as even maybe in the nation. The Illinois Free Fishing Days special annual Two Rivers Family Fishing Fair. It's scheduled for June 7th at Pierre Marquette State Park near Grafton, and a special one-day extravaganza, which is sponsored by the Two Rivers National Wildlife Refuge, Pierre Marquette State Park, and the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, is definitely among the largest of Illinois' Free Fishing Days celebrations. The Family Fishing Fair has always been considered the state's flagship event for this special weekend, celebrating this popular recreational sport. As in the past, the annual fair features some favorites of the activities from previous years, plus several new ones they hope families will enjoy. The series of demonstration stations includes instruction on such fishing-related activities as knot tying, fish identification, fish cleaning, and casting. And though designed primarily for youngsters, anglers of all ages are encouraged to attend and participate in a free event. Some favorites include the Catch and Release Bluegill Pond, where young anglers can have their photograph taken with their catch, the popular One Cast Station, where everyone wins a prize, and the Bow Fishing Stations, where children can shoot in a pool or at a 3D target. After participating in a minimum of 7 stations, each youth will have an opportunity to receive a prize and have a chance to catch a trout from one of the special portable trout pond. In fact, the trout pond has always been one of the more popular attractions at the fair. The trout always seem to be biting, and there are several big fish in the pond. Event organizers are also excited about the many attractions in this year's fall lineup. Along with many of the past favorites, the fair will include several new stations. Radio Disney will be broadcasting live from 12 to 4 with games and activities for kids. The Audubon Center in West Alton will be hosting an educational station. In addition, the QEM Fire Department will sponsor a smokehouse demonstration where children can experience what it's like to learn and learn techniques to escape from a burning building. And the Center of American Archaeology in Campsville will host a station on fishing in ancient Illinois. Returning favorites include the 4,000-gallon mobile aquarium stocked with many of the fish species found in the Illinois River. And fishing seminars will be presented by professional anglers all day, including local experts demonstrating a variety of fishing techniques. Other returning favorites include the two dog retriever shows and a noodling demonstration. Fred Bird will make an appearance, and the Lodge Boys Folk Band will be playing live music. Kids will also enjoy the ever-popular Camel the Clown. As always, food will be available for purchase. In fact, volunteers are still needed to assist with the event. If you know anyone or if you might be interested, you can contact Pierre Marquette State Park at 618-786-3323. That's 618-786-3323. At least 3,500 people, including 1,600 children, attend the Two Rivers Family Fishing Fair each year. The event features some 30 activity stations at which youth can learn more about fishing and the outdoors. The Two Rivers Family Fishing Fair is expected to attract outdoor enthusiasts who hope to learn more about fishing or just enjoy a fun-filled day. And best of all, admission and parking at the fair is free and no fishing license is required. The activities get underway at 10 a.m. and continue until 4 p.m. Pierre Marquette State Park is located 5 miles north of Grafton on the Great River Road, which is Route 100. And for more information about the event, you can give the folks a call at Pierre Marquette State Park at 618-786-3323. Okay, that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing, and get out and enjoy some of this outdoors, particularly this weekend. It's going to be free. I'm Kurt Hicken.